Today is May 17th, 2009, and welcome to Sunday at CMU. My name is George Shillington, your host for Sunday at Canadian Mennonite University, a university of the Church for the world. Let us pray. Gracious Lord and God, we magnify the wisdom of your ways, and in childlike trust, we commit ourselves to your fatherly guidance. Uphold us by your hand, guide us with your counsel, and receive us at last into glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. That was Children of the Heavenly Father, sung by the CMU Alumni Choir. Our theme is Come One and All, and the scripture is taken from Ephesians chapter 3. Our speaker is Pastor Karen Schellenberg of Portage La Prairie Mennonite Church and CMU student.
I'm not sure how you are at keeping secrets, but I'm not very good at it. It's not the secrets that people tell me in my office at the church that are hard to keep. It's secrets like surprise parties and birthday presents and news about a new baby that I find hard to keep to myself. I love being the one to tell the good news. In fact, sometimes I have given people their gifts early because I just can't stand it any longer. The secret has to be told, the gift has to be given, before I burst. Paul was called by God and convicted by the Spirit to tell the Gentiles and the Jews of his day the most amazing secret. It was a secret that had the potential of changing their lives forever. This secret, Paul says in Ephesians 3, verses 1 to 13, had been kept from humankind for generations. Now God, through his Spirit, made this mystery known to Paul and to the other apostles and saints, and they, in turn, were the ones who had the privilege of telling everyone that through Jesus Christ, God's grace was not only for the Jews, but for the Gentiles as well. This new revelation about God's plan for the world, this new insight into the nature of God, must have been difficult for everyone to grasp at first. This was news that would undoubtedly take some time to sink in. Paul and the apostles would have to keep telling and telling again. When we read chapter 3, verse 8, we catch a glimpse into how honored and blessed Paul felt to be one of the chosen to release this long-kept secret. Repeatedly, Paul refers to himself as the very least of the saints. Paul, of course, remembered how he persecuted those same saints he now worked alongside of. It seems to me that Paul was often overcome by the wonder of God's grace and call on his life, a call that was certainly not a call to live on easy street. The privilege he had in imparting the good news came along with a great deal of suffering and sacrifice, and a lot of time in jail. but for Paul, the privileges seem to outweigh the sacrifices. You know, we live in a world today that is waiting to be told and shown the good news that through Jesus, we are all sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. It is the church, we learn from reading Ephesians, that is bestowed with the honor of being the ones who get to do the telling. It's not just the pastors and the deacons and the Sunday school teachers who must do that telling. We all have to tell. About a month ago now, the children in our church formed a relay line all the way from the cross at the front of our church, down the aisle, down the stairs, and outside of the church building to the street. It was Easter Sunday, and as they passed the baton from person to person, they were instructed to say, "Jesus is alive, go tell." What a delight to hear this good news come out of the mouths of our little people. What a lasting memory to see the good news relayed from the cross, through the church, and out onto the street. That is the task of the church. That is the task that God, through the words of Ephesians and all of Scripture, calls us to. I believe that at times our churches have had the tendency to be comfortable with telling the good news to each other, people who have already heard and experienced God's mercy and grace and love. Can the church, with God's help, be bold to tell the news to others as well? Do we realize, as Paul did, what a privilege it is to be God's messengers of good news? You know, I find that there are so many things that we have to be confidential and secretive about these days. This is not one of them. Go ahead, on this Sabbath day, blurt it out. Amen.
Praise the Lord, sing hallelujah, from the heavens praise His name. Praise the Lord, our great Creator, all His angels praise proclaim.
That was Praise the Lord, Sing Hallelujah, sung by the CMU Men's Choir. CMU's out-of-town discipleship school is an unconventional learning experience for students. With another culture as their classroom, students travel together in community and learn by experience, instruction, and example. This year's class was no exception, as 93 students enthusiastically graduated in April. With me here today is Lindsay Kubasek, a site leader and mentor in Guatemala. Welcome, Lindsay.
Thank you very much.
Now, a few questions to you. You had the privilege of mentoring a group of young adults this year. How many were in your group?
There was 30 students in my whole group, but I had the privilege of mentoring 12 of those people.
Very good. Now, give some examples of the mentoring that you did this year. What does it involve?
Well, the way Out of Town is structured is that females mentor females. So I had 12 females that I had the privilege of knowing in a different way. So instead of the whole group community, we would have probably 3 or 4 times throughout the semester where we would be able to meet specifically with each girl. And that could involve anything from sitting on a beach in Guatemala to being in a restaurant. It was really just a time to be able to focus on them specifically, what they felt they were learning, how God was leading them, and the things that they were learning about themselves and about God in the world.
That sounds great. Together with the students and other leaders, you have experienced a traveling Christian community, we may say. How important is this idea of community to the learning experience?
I really believe that community is the main focus and the central point of Out of Town, that we come from a world that's very individualistic and kind of how am I going to get to where I'm going to get. But we sort of remove people from kind of the regular world and give them this experience that they now get to live with 30 other people, 35 other people, and that learning happens alongside those people and that they see how other people think and process things and work through life, and that being together and walking through those things together really is, I believe, probably one of the most formative parts of Out of Town.
Indeed, excellent. Now, you spent a semester in Canada. Mm-hmm. Where was that exactly?
Through 3 months, from September to December, we travel from Winnipeg mm-hmm. all the way west to British Columbia.
To British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And by traveling, you went directly there? And
we were in Winnipeg, doing different experiences yes. here, whether that was classroom or inner city. And then we drive in very big vans, and we went to Alberta and spent about a month in Alberta, and then another month in British Columbia as
okay.
well.
How different was the experience in Canada from the experience in Guatemala? Was there a difference?
Yes, very much. Guatemala is a lot more focused on studying Spanish, and yeah, probably half our experience in Guatemala is studying and living with families and building houses. And whereas Canada was a lot more focused on the people of Canada and actually classroom study as well. So we took time to learn about theology and Christian faith, and as well as seeing people in Canada and what that means to our lives, that God is not only, and mission is not only in another country, but it's also in our backyard.
Very good. Thank you very much, Lindsay, for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. Here are some upcoming events at CMU in which you may be interested. June 29th to July 10th is the Canadian School of Peacebuilding courses at CMU with guest lecturer John Bell of Scotland. CMU's multi-sport summer camp will be happening again this summer. The summer camp is for boys and girls grades 3 to 12, beginning in July through to August. To register, call CMU or visit our website. For more information regarding these and many other events, check your church bulletin and our website at cmu.ca. You can also call us toll-free at 1-877-231-4570. In Winnipeg, call 487-3300. Or you may listen anytime to the program on the CMU website at cmu.ca. And follow the links. That's our program. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian university education at CMU. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next Sunday, may God bless and keep you. May the face of God shine on you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.